Well, right now I'm president, and I'm for it. And you know, people said we weren't going to be able to get the trade authority to even present this before Congress, and somehow we muddled through and got it done. And I intend to do the same with respect to the actual agreement.
Obama is using a White House visit from Singapore's leader to launch his final TPP push. He's assuring the prime minister that despite long odds, Congress will ratify his legacy trade deal before Obama leaves office. But then again, there's the congressional schedule. And Kent Backus of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association explains.
Realistically, there's only going to be about, you know, 3 or 4 weeks of time to really operate in Congress and to move pieces of legislation forward. They'll be looking at the budget. They'll also be looking at any end-of-the-year policies that need to be passed and policies at the end of this administration.
Backus calls it very positive for the president to make TPP a priority for the lame duck session, but warns of the risk if the trade agreement does not pass.
Quite frankly, if it doesn't happen by the end of this year, it'll be very difficult to pass with the new administration in 2017.
Now, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky and House Speaker Paul Ryan of Wisconsin earlier downplayed TPP's chances this year, though others say the votes may be there in the Senate, but not yet in the House.